So once while I was visiting my brother and his family, I was with my niece, and she was about 3 or 3.5 at the time. And so we went to the playground, and she got really excited because she saw the monkey bars. And she really liked the monkey bars. And so I offered to help her to reach the monkey bars, and she said that she could do it herself. So I took a step back and said, okay. And as she looked up at the monkey bars, she realized that she couldn't. So she turned to me and said, "You have to help me." So we could see that although she may have started off a little bit prideful, thinking that she could do something that was actually beyond her ability, she then was humbled and realized that she needed assistance. And so humility is something that we can see as a theme in our readings today. Our first reading, we heard from Sirach. He said, "Those who are humble are loved more than a giver of gifts." And then he goes on to tell us, "Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." So Sirach is revealing to us some of the benefits of humility. But he's not alone. Jesus talks to us in our gospel passage today about humility as well. When he goes to this banquet, he sees how the Pharisees are going about and picking the places of honor. And so he tells them a parable. He tells them that instead of going to the honorable place, pick the lowest place instead, because that would be the humble thing to do. But he knows their weakness. He knows that they struggle to do that. And so he gives them reasons why. And he tells them that if they start off in the highest place, and then a guest more important than them comes, then they would be asked to take the lowest place. Then they're going to be embarrassed. They're going to be humiliated. And he knows that that's something that they don't want. So there's some motivation there. But he goes on to tell them, if they do take the humble place, the lowly place in the banquet hall, then the host would come to them and say, "My friend, come up to a higher position." And then they would have the esteem of everybody else who was sitting there. It's like, oh, he's important. He's being elevated to a better position. And that's something that the Pharisees would like. They would like that attention. And so Jesus is meeting them where they are and trying to teach them how to be humble, how to recognize what would be best for them. And he even says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted," giving us all the more reason to humble ourselves. Let us not exalt ourselves, but let's let God exalt us. But what exactly is humility? So we heard a little bit about it in our readings, but how would we describe it? How would we define it? Well, St. Bernard gives us the following definition. He says, "A virtue by which a man, knowing himself as he truly is, abases himself." St. Thomas Aquinas says something very similar when he describes humility. He says, "The virtue of humility consists in keeping oneself within one's own bounds, not reaching out to things above one, but submitting to one's superior." So if we think about that, we think about my situation with my niece. There she was, thinking that she could reach those monkey bars, looking at something that was above her, above and beyond her ability. And then, recognizing she couldn't actually achieve that, she submitted herself to her superior for assistance. And so, we could see that although she didn't start off humble, she was humbled and then acted humbly. But we need to be careful, though, with these understandings of humility. Because there's a kind of false humility that can be out there, too. Where people think, oh, well, humility is just degrading ourselves. But that's not actually the case. So just like what St. Bernard said, humility is about the truth, recognizing how we are in relation to God. He is the creator. We are the creature. He is God. We are not. But humility is also recognizing how he has blessed us, how he has given us great gifts. So it would be humble to recognize that we don't know everything, that we shouldn't exalt or elevate our thoughts and our own positions or exaggerate our gifts and our talents, but rather to recognize them as they are, and not to degrade them or to belittle them or to consider ourselves or the things that God has blessed us with less than they actually are, but to recognize the truth of the situation. And so it's good for us to remember that humility is about the truth. It's about recognizing how God has created us and not exaggerating above that, restraining that tendency that we might have towards pride, towards arrogance, and such things. So the humble man sees the truth in himself and does not seek anything that's beyond his ability. He knows his limits and acts accordingly. So the humble person knows that heaven is beyond his ability. But the humble person also knows that God wants to bring us there, that God will give us the grace, that it's not our own power, but our cooperation with his gifts, with the things that he has given us, that will allow us to reach that goal that we can't achieve on our own, which is heaven. Heaven is recognized by the humble man to be a gift, not a given. It's not something that we should take for granted or think that it's automatically going to be ours. God's not going to force us to be with him forever. He invites us to that. And we need to humble ourselves and accept his assistance in the pursuit of heaven. So the humble man would rely on God and God's will, and not put himself or his own will above that of God, but seek out to understand what God's will is and to do it. The humble man would submit himself to God and the church, not choosing for himself what is right and what is wrong, because the humble person would know that sometimes he is wrong himself. Sometimes he does things that weren't right. Sometimes he doesn't think correctly about things. And so he would submit his own will, his own thought process, his own determination of right and wrong, he would submit that to the superior, which would be, of course, God and the church. God being superior is pretty straightforward because he's God. The church being our superior can be a little bit more difficult to understand and accept and submit to, but we are told time and time again in sacred scripture that the church is the bride of Christ. And Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John that he is giving the church the Holy Spirit to guide her in all truth so that she would not go astray. And so the humble person would submit himself and his own opinions to the church, to God's guidance, so that they would not go astray, but the humble person would then be able to reach God in heaven. So they would recognize that God knows what's best, that God loves us so much that he's drawing us to himself, but he's not going to force us to himself. And so to cooperate with grace and to cooperate by following his commandments, by following his precepts and the things that he has given us through the church, we can be with God in heaven. And yes, I know this is easier to say and more difficult to do, to be humble and to submit ourselves. And maybe we can look at our lives and we can see, hey, you know, in these areas, I'm doing pretty good. I'm following what God has shown us, has revealed to us, following these commandments. And maybe we can recognize in our lives there are other places, other ways where we still struggle, where we're not quite there. And so that would be an invitation for us to grow in that virtue of humility. Humility is necessary for us to grow in holiness. Holiness is how we would get to heaven. But sometimes we may think, oh, I can do this by myself. I can avoid sin on my own. I can be sinless without God's help. I can grow in holiness without his help. But that wouldn't be humility. That would be pride, thinking too much of ourselves. The humble person would recognize that they can't do it on their own, that they need God's grace, his assistance, his love, his compassion, in order to overcome the difficulties and challenges that we face in our daily lives. It's by God's grace that we can reach that goal of heaven, and not our own ability. So we must rely on him and ask for humility. But what would be some sort of practical examples of being humble? A more daily life experience. Well, one would be admitting when we make mistakes. It would be prideful for us to try to pretend like we never do. It'd be prideful for us not to admit our faults. But if we're ever going to grow in virtue, if we're ever going to improve, we have to first recognize where we're wrong. We have to first recognize and admit where we failed. And that's something that a humble person would do. And so that's one way we can grow in humility, is recognizing our mistakes. Another way would be to try to be more generous and compassionate towards others. There can be a tendency out of pride to be judgmental towards people. to think, oh, well, that person is just a such and such. When it's like, we only saw that one occasion of that person. We don't know their story. We don't know their situation. So rather than quickly jumping to conclusions about another person, to humble ourselves and admit, we don't know what's going on in their lives. And so we shouldn't pass judgment on them. Another thing, recognizing how maybe we have difficulties and challenges, would be to humble ourselves and try to make amendments, try to make changes in our lives so that we can overcome those things. So for example, if someone's repeatedly making mistakes, like showing up to Mass late, they can humble themselves and think about what they can do differently so that they can come on time, so that they can join the whole community and worship God for the entire Mass and not just part of it. So we can grow in humility in different ways. And it's important for us to do that. It's important for us to be humble so that we can receive God's grace and try to be with Him forever in heaven. Because it's heaven that's our ultimate goal. Not earth, not the things that earth has to offer us, but heaven, union with God forever. God who is goodness, who is beauty, who is truth, who is love, who is joy. Any of that we experience here on earth is just a small little glimpse of what heaven is going to be like. So that's what we should be aiming for, union with God in heaven. And we need to humble ourselves to cooperate with His grace for us to achieve that goal. So let us be humble, recognizing our lowliness, recognizing that God is creator, that we are creature, that He wants us to be with Him forever, but we have to cooperate with His grace, and that we need help and can't do it on our own. So for this week, let us try to grow in humility. Let us think of one thing that we can do or work on this week to help us to grow in that virtue, to help us to improve, to help us on that journey towards heaven. One way that we can grow in humility, and let's pursue that this week. And as we think about that, let us also consider the humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For He is God, and He came down to earth to offer Himself on the cross, to make up for our sins, to reconcile us with God the Father. But then He further humbles Himself to be with us in a more unique way by coming to us truly, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most holy Eucharist.